there are some people who come who are new gardeners who are wanting to learn how to do it. There are people who used to have a garden and don't know how to have space or whatever anymore. And there are people like one situation we have where we have four sisters who live in town, and each one of them has a garden for the summer. And they all come at the same time, the same day, and that gives them an opportunity to have some scheduled time together.
It sounds like people get the benefit of having a garden already started for them. You've already done all the prep work.
Right. The gardens are already planted. The children have planted the gardens, the early gardens in the March, and they've harvested some things in June and May before they leave. And they plant more green beans and things like that. For example, the lettuce is just usually going crazy and beautiful just as the kids are leaving. And the harvesters would harvest the lettuce and whatever else is to be harvested at that time. And they're under our guidance as what to plant, when to plant it, as far as other seeds and plants. But their main responsibility is weeding.
So these helpers will be tending the same plots that you use for Granny's Garden School, the educational gardens.
Right. We have more than 100 vegetable gardens that we use to teach across the curriculum here at Loveland. We have 50 classroom teachers, and each one has two gardens. The kids are planting them in March and caring for them, and then they're harvesting a salad before they leave. And the overall responsibility and purpose of the harvest helpers is to make sure the gardens are in great shape when the kids come back so they can harvest in September.
What is the weekly time commitment to be a summer harvest helper?
It's 2 to 4 hours, depending on whether you have two gardens or four gardens. It's really not a whole bunch. It's just being consistent.
And you also have Granny's Garden Club for people that are interested in flowers. Tell me about that.
We have Granny's Pick a Bouquet Club. And for a donation of $35, you can come 10 times throughout the season from now to August and pick up to 24 stems of flowers anywhere in the gardens. We have all different kinds of varieties of things, and it's always changing throughout the season. And you can come any time except when school is actually in session.
Great way to have fresh flowers all summer long. You've always got a wish list of things that you're looking for to keep the school going. What can people donate to the program?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, money's on top of that list, but let's go down. Scissors. Not kid scissors, but adult scissors, baskets, vases. Whenever we have volunteers, we invite them to pick a bouquet of flowers, so we have vases on hand for that. Garden trowels, vegetable brushes. If they want to go on our website and click under Get Involved, you'll see a more extensive list.
You can find out how to get more information about Granny's Garden School and Summer Harvest Helpers on our website at WNKU.org under Local News. Granny Roberta Palo, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate it.